Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. If you think this is the greatest nation on God's green earth, then you probably don't have a lot of problem with the Pledge of Allegiance. But a lot of people in North Dakota apparently do. The school board in Fargo, North Dakota, has voted to stop saying the pledge at meetings because it's not inclusive, it's discriminatory, and apparently not true. Not true because it says with liberty and justice for all. I mean, this is one of the most Republican states in the country. It is one of the states where you tend to have a great many social conservatives, a great many patriotic conservatives. What is the difficulty with the Pledge of Allegiance? We will get to that. There's also a plea deal involving one of the most significant members of Trump's business world. And could that be another shot at President Trump with the prosecutors concluding this arrangement with Alan Weisselberg? We will talk about that coming up on the Medved Show. And we will also talk about something that you can do, that you can control, that will provide for you on average, if you follow the average statistics that compile for people who do this particular thing, increase your personal wealth 9 times. Your net worth. 9 times more than people who fail to take this action. What is it? We will get to that coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Okay, first of all, there's so much strangeness going on and so much silliness in terms of political correctness and folly, but not much of it is better presented than presented by Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States. And just to get people to appreciate Joe Biden and to hope for his good health, this from Vice President Harris talking about space exploration. And no, she's not in charge of that, but here is what she sounds like talking about the future of America in outer space. Clip 13.
We know that we really are quite behind in terms of maximizing our collective understanding about how we will engage on the technology of today and what we can quickly and easily predict will be the technology over the next decades. So to maintain our position as the United States of America on this issue, it is critical that we work together to understand where we are, to recognize and have the courage to speak truth about what is obsolete, and then to partner to ensure that we are speaking the same language with the same motivation, inspired by the opportunity of it all, but then doing the work of updating how we've been talking and thinking about our exploration.
Okay, this could apply to anything, right? I mean, to highway construction. It could apply to school lunch programs. The joke on the internet today is that the clip sounds like you're hearing a speech during the office meeting from hell on whatever you want to. Can we listen to that again? And again, the Vice President of the United States has a huge staff. She has professional speechwriters. And for an occasion like this, because she doesn't get that much public attention, and part of the mission here is to give her more public attention, to understand that it's not just the Republican Party who sometimes has embarrassing examples, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and her new impeachment resolution for Merrick Garland. I think that's fairly embarrassing. But just the manner of her presentation, and try to think how you would explain what she just told you, how you would put it into words of logical sequence that actually make any sense at all. Here's clip 13 one more time.
We know that we really are quite behind in terms of maximizing our collective understanding about how we will engage on the technology of today and what we can quickly and easily predict will be the technology over the next decades. So to maintain our position as the United States of America on this issue, it is critical that we work together to understand where we are, to recognize and have the courage to speak truth about what is obsolete, and then to partner to ensure that we are speaking the same language with the same motivation, inspired by the opportunity of it all, but then doing the work of updating how we have been talking and thinking about our exploration.
Okay, this is some of the worst speech writing I can remember. You know what it reminds me of, actually? I was just doing an interview with NBC News about Hillary Clinton's past, because I was in law school with her, and she had come into law school with a lot of totally unjustified acclaim from a speech that she had given at her Wellesley College graduation. And the speech was like that. You could not understand what she was saying. That by the inspiration of it all, this is inspiring, is it? Well, I'll tell you, this is not inspiring. It's actually disturbing. The Fargo School Board, this is up in North Dakota, biggest city in North Dakota. The Fargo School Board voted 7-2 to halt the recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance, saying it doesn't align with the district's diversity code, largely because it uses the phrase "under God." By the way, the phrase "under God" in the pledge comes from the Gettysburg Address. It comes from Abraham Lincoln. It's carved in stone in the Lincoln Memorial, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom. Yeah, Lincoln used that. It was good enough for him. But here is the board member Seth Holden's case against reciting the pledge. This is clip one.
The board reciting the pledge runs counter to our district's philosophy. Given that the word God in the text of the Pledge of Allegiance is capitalized, and Jim had brought this up in our previous discussion of this, the text is clearly referring to the Judeo-Christian God. And therefore, it does not include any other faiths, such as Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, all of which are practiced throughout the country and among our staff and students at FPS. It also includes agnostics and atheists, and I think the exclusion of these faiths, or lack thereof, within the pledge automatically makes the Pledge of Allegiance a non-inclusionary act in itself. For the board to begin each meeting by engaging in a non-inclusionary act runs counter to our philosophy.
Okay, this is, again, if you listen to the words, they sound like they sort of fit together. But for God's sake, I'm saying, the Hindu and Buddhist Americans do not, and certainly not the Muslim Americans, object to a reference to God. It is not something you hear. This comes from wildly radical secularists that wouldn't really, you would think, prosper up in North Dakota. There's more. But there's also a reaction, and it's a reaction by a Republican politician up in North Dakota, which I think is appropriate and and very sensible. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We will work together and continue to work together and to work together as we continue to work, and I know we will work on this together.
That was another demonstration of the combustible eloquence. Yeah, it's better if she sang it, right? I mean, Kamala Harris there, and I am sure she supports the school board in Fargo, North Dakota, that voted 7-2 to halt the recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance because it doesn't align with the district's diversity code. More on that from a member of the board whose name is Seth Holden, and here he makes his powerful case even more forcefully. This is clip 1/2.
There's text within the Pledge of Allegiance that is just, it's simply not true. Almost all, if not all of our religions on earth are practiced here in the United States. And the statement that we are one nation under God is the Judeo-Christian God, as the pledge clearly states by capitalizing the word God, is simply an untrue statement. We are one nation under many or no gods. It is also an indisputable fact, and it's a fact that I hope we all can agree on, that not all U.S. citizens have liberty and justice, which is stated in the pledge, therefore making the line, one nation with liberty and justice for all, an untrue statement.
Okay, and so the response, the state Republican Party issued a reaction to the action by the Fargo School Board, that calling the board's action laughable and an affront to our American values. And Grand Forks State Senator Scott Meyer had a legislative reaction. He said these positions, like by the Fargo School Board, just don't align with North Dakota values. The logical solution is to just give parents that option to help them educate their kids. We're not talking about a school choice. And they have a bill that they're still working on, and they're planning to put forward and to pass. Now, the idea of school choice, you have the choice today. It's true. You can choose to send your children to a private school or to a parochial school or whatever you want. But the point being that this actually helps you pay for it. In other words, you are saving money for the school district if you don't send your children to a public school, if you send them somewhere else. Some of that money that you would otherwise, that you paid in taxes often your whole life, that you would otherwise use to pay for your education in public school, gets used to educate your children in a school of your choice. And the idea that they have provoked this reaction, which the Fargo School Board doesn't welcome, by insisting that they can't use the word God because it's capitalized. Honest to goodness, this is some of the costs of political correctness. And then there is political correctness that comes up all the time with spokespeople for the Biden administration. There was a very good question that was put to a Biden advisor named Cecilia Rouse, and it's about the naming of the much ballyhooed Inflation Reduction Act. Listen, this is clip 10.
You passed a bill called the Fill Every Pothole Act. I mean, voters should expect you to fill every pothole. I mean, so should voters measure the success of this bill on how much you reduce inflation in the next couple of years?
So this bill spins out over several years. And so the tax provisions, for example, some of the tax revenue will happen immediately.
Okay. In other words, she can't answer the question very directly and say, sure, we're going to reduce inflation. Let's hope that they do. Or not that they do, that we do, that the American economy does. That certainly would be a positive destination or hope for the people. And then there is also this from a Seattle City Councilwoman, Lisa Herbold, when you talk about political correctness. She is dealing with a crisis, as she puts it, with pregnant people. Not pregnant mothers, pregnant people. This is clip 5.
Here in Seattle, I know we're used to thinking about earthquakes, and many of us have emergency plans to help us survive an earthquake's aftermath. The Dobbs decision was a kind of earthquake, but not just any earthquake. For pregnant people, And the people who love them, it's the big one, the catastrophic earthquake that we've always known is coming. Local providers are already reporting patients seeking care here from as far away as Texas and Louisiana. And the reality is pregnant people don't have the luxury of time to make decisions about abortion. We're at the beginning of this crisis. We know the tidal wave is headed here. Thanks to the extraordinary work of advocates and providers, we can make educated guesses about the impact, and we can move to meet the challenges. But we cannot completely, accurately guess today everything that will be needed to help keep what are essentially medical refugees in our country, people who are from our country that are medical refugees in their own country.
Okay, what's fascinating about this is you'll notice she said at the very beginning of her statement that we all knew it was coming. How did you know? In other words, if you believe that the majority of the American people support abortion as a basic human right, then why did you think that a court decision was coming that would vary that? Or that the entire political system wouldn't end up protecting you? And of course, this becomes now, with all of the pressing problems Seattle has, one of the things that is just shocking, and the mayor brought this up the other day, as recently as 2019, there were 1,300 uniformed officers for the Seattle Police Department. It is down now because of lack of funding, because of negative publicity, negative attitudes by the city council. It's gone down from 1,300 to less than 1,000. We're missing 300 cops who can make a huge difference in the way people live here. But instead of spending money on that and on attracting people with special officers that can get them to enlist so we can have high-quality, better police protection in this city, what they're doing is they're protecting, quote, medical refugees so that people can come to Seattle from Texas to this city to get their abortions, and that the taxpayers of Seattle would then pay for that? Is that the idea? More coming up on a plea deal regarding Trump World and more.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signs a $739 billion tax and spending bill into law Tuesday at the White House. The president saying this is one of the most important pieces of legislation in American history.
With this law, the American people won, and the special interests lost.
States that rely on the Colorado River are bracing for water cutbacks. Arizona will lose just over 20% of its annual allotment due to water levels dropping on Lake Mead. Nevada and Mexico will also face cutbacks starting in January. Amazon says the FTC is harassing Executive Chairman Jeff Bezos and their CEO. The e-commerce giant claiming the harassment is due to the FTC's request that they testify in a probe involving Amazon Prime. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On the Michael Medved show, right now, in terms of President Trump and some of his legal difficulties, he has a bunch of grand juries and investigations and potential charges coming up against him, which is not exactly the way you want to begin a presidential campaign. And I do think that one of the reasons that we have not heard a lot about Trump declaring immediately his candidacy for 2024 is precisely because there are so many different fronts. We talked about the list of them, the lawsuit in Georgia where Lindsey Graham, the judge says, is going to have to testify. And this has to do with trying to overturn the election results in Georgia by influencing the Secretary of State, who, by the way, just got renominated by the Republican Party in Georgia. He, his name's Brad Raffensperger. But there is this Trump company executive near plea deal. A senior executive at Donald J. Trump's family business, who was charged with participating in a years-long tax scheme, is nearing a deal with Manhattan prosecutors, but will not cooperate with a broader investigation into Mr. Trump. If it becomes final, a plea deal for the executive, Alan H. Weisselberg, would bring prosecutors no closer to indicting the former president, but would nonetheless brand one of his most trusted lieutenants a felon. Mr. Weisselberg is 75. He is facing financial penalties as well as up to 15 years in prison if convicted by a jury. The plea deal would avoid high-profile trial and most likely would spare him a lengthy sentence. Two people with knowledge of the matter said that Mr. Weisselberg was expected to receive a five-month jail sentence. With time credited for good behavior, he is likely to serve about 100 days in jail. described by some former prosecutors as a favorable outcome for him, and others as a not insignificant penalty given the charges and his age. The other terms of Mr. Weisselberg's deal were not clear, including whether he had made additional concessions to prosecutors to receive it. Apparently, they're talking about announcing the deal 2 days from now. The district attorney's criminal investigation continued after Mr. Weisselberg was charged last summer with taking part in a 15-year scheme to receive off-the-books perks at Mr. Trump's company, the Trump Organization, which was also indicted in the case. The company will not join Mr. Weisselberg in pleading guilty on Thursday, said people with knowledge of the matter. Now, all of this, does it raise some questions about President Trump as a businessman if his closest aide, the chief financial officer of his entire operation, actually goes to jail? A plea agreement for Mr. Weisselberg could leave Mr. Trump's company to face trial in the tax case alone. A deal would also be likely to draw renewed attention to the status of the district attorney's criminal investigation of Mr. Trump and his company's business practices, an inquiry that lost momentum early this year and has largely disappeared from public view, but could immediately bounce back. And this brings me to just an observation. If you read the news carefully, or you listen to the news carefully, or you follow this show at all, the idea that somehow Trump's election as president would end all of his legal problems. We spoke yesterday about how it was determined during the Bill Clinton administration because of the Paula Jones lawsuit that being president, getting elected president, it may be vindication for President Trump if he were able to bring that off. But you would still have a president who was totally embroiled in a whole series of legal challenges. Now, one of the most serious legal challenges, and they're making very big progress in this at the Justice Department, involves Trump's behavior on January 6th and his encouragement and failure to discourage any of the violence that did occur on January 6th. And no, the violence was not by Antifa. It was not by crisis actors. It was by people who were true believers in President Trump, the same kind of people who have gone so crazy about the search of Mar-a-Lago. Just speaking about this fellow Beese, who was just Adam Beese, who was just arrested for stuff he had posted on Gab. On August 10th, Beese said that anyone who works for the FBI in any capacity, from the director down to janitor who cleans their toilets, deserves to die. A very painful death is what they deserve, he said. You've declared war on us, and now it's open season on you, Beese wrote in his post. The agent for the FBI who investigated Beese's alleged threats said he tried to evade law enforcement by using a fake name online. In fact, Beese said as much in chat rooms that Gab forked over to the FBI, explaining that he used an alias so that corporate America can't Google me out of a job. Okay, the idea of fomenting violence and talking about violence to try to resolve or win political disputes. I mean, and the claim that a president of the United States can just declassify information any way that he wants to. Leon Panetta, former defense secretary, former White House chief of staff, former head of the CIA, was on CNN with Jake Tapper on this claim by President Trump that he can declassify material just by waving a hand on front of it and saying, magic, you're declassified. without even telling anybody. Listen, this is clip four.
So you're obviously very well-versed in dealing with classified material. Former Trump aides are now trying to claim that there was a standing order by the president, Donald Trump, to declassify any document that left the West Wing for Trump's resident. Is that how declassification works, even with some of the nation's most guarded secrets?
You know, that's nonsense, and he knows it. The reality is that there is a process for declassifying information. And if presidents want to declassify, they have to follow that process, which basically requires that it be referred to the agencies that are responsible for classifying that material. They have something to say as to whether or not that material should be declassified. So there is nothing that I'm aware of that indicates that a formal step was taken by this president to, in fact, declassify anything. Right now, this is pretty much BS.
Pretty much BS. I'll tell you something that isn't BS. It's an argument that is put forward in the Wall Street Journal, which I think makes a profound point. It has to do with money. And it has to do with how people make money, save money, accumulate wealth, build wealth. That's a big part of what the Wall Street Journal is about. But there's an advantage that is up to you. It has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with gender. It does have to do with a life decision you can make that can, on average, for people between the age of 25 to 34, increase your average wealth 9 times above people who don't take this step. What step is it? We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about $1 a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is a little bit of a surprise poll out of Florida, which should be of some concern to Republicans. It doesn't involve Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is doing just fine. He is way ahead of either of his Democratic opponents by 8 points and by 7 points. The poll that's getting all the attention is the poll for the U.S. Senate race, where this is the not the first. It is still a minority of the polling. The polling generally shows Marco Rubio reelected to the Senate, as he deserves to be. But Val Demings, who is the very capable congressperson from Orlando, and who had been on Joe Biden's short list for his vice president, or did Republicans catch a break that he chose Kamala instead of Val Demings? She's leading Marco Rubio 48% to 44%. Now, the reason this is so noteworthy is because it's very clear that there are a lot of people in Florida, maybe it's independents, maybe it's Republicans, who are enthusiastic about voting for Ron DeSantis, but have not been sold on Marco Rubio. So that's obviously a race that we will follow. And again, the problem for Republicans right now is not defending incumbent seats. It's where they are going to actually win some of the seats that they need to take from the Democrats if they're going to make up with part of what is going on. And by the way, this is on average Marco Rubio, as I mentioned, most of the other polling it shows that he is up. However, whenever you have a poll at this stage of the race, which is considerably more recent than the other polling, it's a matter of concern. On average, Rubio is up almost 6 points. And that means that he probably will get his third term in the United States Senate. The ongoing debate about how Americans make it has long ignored or downplayed one of the most important factors in accumulating wealth. And there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal by Julia Carpenter that says it is better financially to be married than single, as has almost always been the case. But the money gap between young married couples and singles has widened thanks to inflation and rising home prices. Why should that work that way? Because with rising home prices, it's vastly harder on a single income to build up enough money for a down payment or to accumulate enough money in two salaries to pay a mortgage. The median net worth of married couples aged 25 to 34 years old was 9 times as much as the median net worth of single households in 2019, according to the most recent data from the Federal Reserve. In 2010, married households' median net worth was 4 times as much. And now, after a spell of rapid inflation and more than 2 years of pandemic living, single people are getting left further behind, say economists at the Fed and elsewhere. This 25 to 34-year-old age is a time of transition. It's a time of household formation. And I think it matters whether or not you can pool your financial resources with someone else, said Lowell Ricketts, a data scientist at the Institute for Economic Equity at the St. Louis Fed. Married people are being tested by inflation, too. It's just that they have a larger shared cushion, often with two incomes and pooled assets. They hold a greater concentration of wealth and considerably less debt, according to research from the St. Louis Fed. Having combined assets was particularly helpful over the past decade, as many houses' wealth was compounded by rising housing prices and a strong stock market. When it comes to building wealth via home ownership, finding a smaller starter home, once the gateway for single people becoming homeowners, remains especially difficult as prices remain high, say economists. Housing affordability in June 2022 hit its worst level since June 1989, and home prices are up 44% over the past 2 years. That according to data from real estate brokerage Redfin Corporation. There's another factor, which has to do with what you do in times of emergency. It says the security and support that spouses provide each other in their relationship has boosted careers. And the backup is also there should either of them encounter a financial disaster, said the argument here. Meanwhile, single people will face any potential disaster from health or other issues alone. While emergency savings and other financial preparation can soften the blow, they can't provide the same support. You have a built-in emergency policy with a partner, said Isabel Sawhill, who's a senior fellow in family studies at the Brookings Institution. You have someone to help bail you out. That is critical, which is why one of the key issues, not just for conservatives, but for Americans who want to see prosperity advance, for Americans, one of the key issues is promoting, sustaining, and enabling marriage as far as possible. Now, that's not really an issue in a movie that is a romantic comedy, because it's basically a romantic comedy involving a transition in one instant from being 30 years old and a little bit frustrated to being a happy, carefree 70-year-old. It stars Diane Keaton. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A frustrated 30-year-old writer, played by Elizabeth Vallejo, visits a spiritualist who accidentally transforms her into a 70-year-old version of herself, played by the one and only Diane Keaton, in the body switch comedy Mac and Rita, now playing in theaters.
I grew up always feeling like I was an older woman trapped in the body of a little girl.
So you were thinking about old lady stuff, and you turned into one.
But according to this silly, good-natured film, that's not so bad. And because it's Diane Keaton, the the old lady version seems to have more of a romantic life than the younger edition. The fact that she becomes a hip influencer on social media because of her distinctive old lady wardrobe may seem wildly far-fetched, but it's occasionally funny. The movie's mostly watchable, but only occasionally engaging or entertaining. There's a PG-13 rating to Mac and Rita that's less than thrilling for all age groups. 2 stars. And it is fun to watch Diane Keaton. And by the way, I think she gets credit for doing some physical comedy involving Pilates and exercise machines that you wouldn't expect from, well, she's 76. And, yeah, almost old enough to run for president right now, right? I'm not suggesting a candidacy. Coming up, and speaking of candidacies, the new era of political violence is here. And Tom Nichols writes that the organized danger is not, the real danger is not organized civil war that people love to write about, but individual Americans with deep resentments and profound delusions. So what do we do to reverse that unwelcome trend? And then there's a question about this ongoing issue of the papers that may have had nuclear secrets, may not have had the nuclear secrets, what was actually on them. Secrecy seems to be an obsession on both sides of this dispute, both from the Justice Department and from Team Trump. So what is the basis for it, and is the secrecy priority really profoundly justified? And then we have a question which is now answered by data. Which state of our glorious 50 counts as the healthiest and the runners-up? And which states are the least healthy? It should be a matter of some concern. Is there a political theme in any of that? It's a political theme in almost everything, particularly in the middle of a campaign season. We'll also be covering the aftermath of the primaries involving Sarah Palin, Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, and, of course, Liz Cheney in Wyoming, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.